Okay, there's a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah where the medrash gives us a fascinating conversation that took place on the occasion of the giving of the Aseres HaDibra. So writes the medrash, B'shah shanosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah LeYisrael. When God gave the Torah to the Jewish people in our parsha, Ve'amar, and he says, the first of the Aseres HaDibra is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Amru Malchei Umas Ha'olam. All the leaders of the rest of the free world said, Zeh kamonu omer. God says exactly what we would have said. Had we given 10 commandments, we would have said the same thing. Eze melech rotze sheyehei acher makhish. Who wants that when I'm the one in charge, I should have someone else standing next to me and saying against everything that I instituted, everything that I want to happen in this country? V'chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why God said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am the one and only one, because who would ever want somebody who is going to counter them in the very same community? And b'shah shamer, when God says lo yelecha luhim acherim, amru, they said, eze melech rotze sheyelo sheitof. Who ever wants to have a partner? I'm happy to do it by myself. I want to be the one in charge. I don't want to have any partners. I don't want to have any competition. V'chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why God said lo yelecha luhim acherim, because he did the same thing we would do. B'shah shamer, when God said lo sisa, when God instructed us, do not use my name in vain, don't swear my name in vain, Amru, all the other Malachi Ha'aret said, Malachi Umas Ha'olam, they said, Eze Malach Rotze Shiyu Nishbaim Bo Meshakrim, whoever wants that their name should be used for something dishonest, I would have said the same rule. And therefore, they said that God wrote the same rule that they would have written as well. And God says, finally, Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, they said, if I'm the king, and I decide that today is a legal holiday, that's what the rule is in our country, I want that everyone should respect my decision. So God decided that every day, every seventh day of the week, we're going to have a day in which that is God's day of legal holiday, so we should all do the same thing. But when it came to the mitzvah of Kavod Es Avicha Ve'Es Imecha, Amru, they said, wow, there's something special about this God. Why? Because they said, B'nimusa Shalanu, and our conventional wisdom, according to the way human beings think, kol mi shemachtev es atzmo sigron, anyone who takes an individual as a close confidant to the king expects that they're going to cut off everybody else, expects that they're only going to be fully having allegiance to me and putting all their faith in me and all their deference to me. And who call for Balvosav, you don't have time to go and deal with your parents. You don't have time to deal with other family members. Every moment, every day is supposed to be spent showing your allegiance to me the king. And yet God says, V'zeh machiz v'yomer, God says, no, you got to take out time from your day, every day. Kavod es avicha ves imecha. It's not all about God. You also have to make sure to put your attention on your parents. And that's when the Malchi Umas Ha'olam amdu mikiso seyem v'hodu lo, that is when they recognize that, yes, God is something unique, God is something special. This is not a rule that would have otherwise found itself in the rule book that any of us would have written. So Kavod Es Avicha Ve'Es Imecha is, in some way, a very important, a very distinguished mitzvah, if one can ever say such a thing, but it is a very important thing. So there are three different places in the Torah where we find that the Torah mandates us to have respect for a group of people. One is, as we know in our parsha, Kavod Es Avicha Ve'Es Imecha, we need to honor and give respect to our parents. Number two, we have the Hadarta Penei Zakein, which means we have to show deference to our Rabbanim, to our Talmidei Chachamim, to our teachers. And number three, we have the mitzvah of showing respect and deference to the Kohanim. V'kidashto, the Gemara says in Maseches Gittin, we learn from there that we have to show dignity, we have to display honor to the Kohanim. But Rav Asher Weiss once pointed out that the way in which we are supposed to show our honor and deference and respect to each of these three categories manifests itself in very different ways. So number one, we have the mitzvah of Kavod Es Avicha Ve'Es Imecha, which means that I'm expected to be meshamish. I'm expected to be there to service, to aid, and to assist my parents. Like the Gemara says, machilu, mashkeyu. I'm supposed to help feed my parents. I'm supposed to provide them with drinks if they need a ride to the airport. That is my job. I'm there to assist them. I'm there to aid them. When we talk about Kavod Rabba, when we talk about showing respect to our teachers, that is not so much that I need to provide service or aid to my teacher, but rather I should show humility and submissiveness to my teacher. Like the Gemara tells us, Kol she'eved osa l'rabo, talmid osa l'rabo. Anything that a servant would do for his or her master is what a student is expected to do for their teacher, because it's a sign of submissiveness, a sign of humility. That's the kavod that we expect when we deal with the relationship between a talmid and a rebbe. But finally, we have the aspect of kohanim, and there it's entirely different, where we're told that it has to be a way of appreciation, of admiration, of holding the Kohanim in high regard, not because they did anything for me, not because I owe it to them, but rather because we have a faction of Klal Yisrael which we expect are to be the higher echelons of the Jewish people. And therefore we assume, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin, that they have the right, liftoach rishon, to be the first one to be served at a table, they're the first one to get an aliyah, they're the first one to do anything that we engage in, because we assume that the Kohanim are supposed to be respected in a way that we don't show respect to any other group in the Jewish people. When we generally talk about the mitzvah of kibud av va'em from our parsha, most people think that it means we have to feel a sense of gratitude. We have to be grateful. After all, our parents raised us. Our parents did everything for us when we were younger. And therefore, we owe it back to them. Kabed es avicha v'esimecha makes a lot of sense. It's something which is probably from the mitzvah sichlios. It's something which we can all understand. And certainly, once you're a parent, you understand how much you give to your children, that you would hope that your children at some point will give back to you. But there's an amazing comment made by the Ksav Sofer in our Parsha, where he writes, I'm sorry, it's not here, it's in Parsha's Kedoshim, where the Ksav Sofer points out that that is not really the case. And he points us to Rashi on Chumash, where Rashi says, on the Pasuk, Kabid es avicha ve'esimecha, Rashi says, Bimara nitzdavu. When were the Jewish people instructed in the mitzvah of Kabid es avicha ve'esimecha? Not on the occasion of Kabbalas HaTorah, not by the Aseres HaDibros on Har Sinai, but much earlier, they were given the mitzvah of Kabid es avicha ve'esimecha on the occasion of when they were in Mara. So, writes the Ksav Sofer, why is it important for us to know that Kabid es avicha was given on the occasion of them being in the town of Mara? What relevance, what significance does that have? Whenever it was given, we have an obligation to respect our parents. Whenever it was given, we have an obligation to make sure we provide for them. What do we care when the mitzvah was given in particular? What relevance, what difference does that make? Writes the Ksav Sofer, very simply, because when we found ourselves on the experience, on the occasion of Mara, that was a time when we had no need for our own parents. God provided us with everything. God gave us, on that occasion, the man. He was sustaining us every day. And God gave us the water, as we find the story of Mara. And, like the Psukim say, Simlascha lo balsamei alecha, nothing was lacking. Everything was provided for by God Himself. They had the Anane HaKavod, and they had the Be'er, and they had the man falling every day, and their clothing never had to be renewed, and they had never had to use their parents at all. Everybody was self-sufficient. Everybody was taken care of by God alone. So one would have thought that the mitzvah of kibud av va'em only applies when I'm in a state where I have to give it back to my parents because, after all, they provided for me. Says Rashi, no. Mitzvah's kibud av va'em was b'mara nitzdavu, explains the Ksav Sofer. The reason why that's important for us to know is because the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is not a conditional mitzvah. The mitzvah of kibud av va'em is an absolute mitzvah. So even if a person gets to a stage in life where they feel, I've given everything back to my parents, or my parents gave me a horrible upbringing, they did not provide for me as they should have. We're not talking about where a parent abused a child or something like that, but maybe a parent didn't do everything that they should have done, and maybe a parent didn't really provide me with everything, or maybe now that I'm older, I've given back so much more to my parents than they ever gave me, if a child can ever say such a thing, writes the Ksav Sofer, no. Mitzvah zu was b'marad nitzdavu at a time when they didn't need their parents, and still God came to all the Jewish people and said, you still have the obligation to respect and honor your parents, because kabid es avicha ve'esimecha is something that is not a dependent mitzvah. It is something that is completely unconditional, it is absolute, and we have an obligation to fulfill it regardless of our feelings toward our parents, regardless of whether or not we think we still owe it to them, or maybe we've paid them back already, we have a mitzvah of kibud av va'em. So you look in Parshas Yisro, where the Torah does something very unusual when it instructs us about the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. As we know, the Torah here, both in Parshas Yisro as well as in Parshas Va'eschanan, when we have the Aseres HaDibros the second time, writes, Kabid es avicha ve'esimecha, leman yarichun yamecha, says the Torah, this is one of the mitzvahs where we find matan schar b'tzida. The Torah tells us explicitly what the reward is going to be. One will have a long life, al ha'adama asher Hashem elokecha nosein lach. Now it's curious why in Parshas Va'eschanan we are told the same idea, but we add another phrase, leman yarichun yamecha uleman yitav lach. And the Mefarshim try to figure out why is it that in Parshas Va'eschanan there's that added phrase, but either way, it's clear from both of the Aseres HaDibros here and in Parshas Yisro that we are assured that if we perform the mitzvah of kibud av va'em properly, we will have an arichas yamim. So much so that this is the Mishnah that we recite every morning, the Mishnah and Peah, that elu dvarim shadam ochel peroseim ba'olam hazeh. There are a number of mitzvahs that if one performs them in this world, you have reward in this world as well as reward in olam haba. And the first in that list is the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. On the flip side, the Medrash tells us, if you're going to take upon yourself the mitzvah of kibud av va'em and you expect a great reward like arichas yamim or leman yitav lach, like the Torah says, writes the Medrash, also be warned that Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kishem Shamatan Schar Meruba, just like the great reward that the Torah outlines for us for one who performs the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Va'Em, Kach Onshan Meruba. So too, unfortunately, in the opposite direction. One who is Mizalzel in Kibbut Av Va'Em, one who is not careful about making sure that their parents are taken care of and assisted by themselves, this is something that the Medrash tells us is Onshan Meruba, because you don't get a free ride. Yeah, you want the bracha of Arichas Yamim. You have to make sure to do the mitzvah as it's supposed to be done. One has to always make sure to be mechazek and to intensify their appreciation for this great mitzvah of Kibbut Av Va'Em. In fact, the Pele Yoetz, which was a great sefer written by Rabbi Elazar Papo, and there are many great Inyanei Hashkafa that he writes about in the sefer Pele Yoetz. So here he has two different entries where he discusses the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Va'Em and of Mora Av Va'Em. So he writes the following, that the way of Bnei Adam is shenosnim kama mos al mitzvahs psichas ha-heichal. He says, you know, it comes time when they're raffling off who's going to do psicha for ne'ilah, and people are willing to give exorbitant amounts of money, he says. Or halacha sefer Torah. Let's say they raffle off a aliyah or something of that nature. Or he says, in his days they used to auction off who was going to be the son to get a bris. It wasn't always the grandfather or the uncle or someone else. It was sometimes a person who paid enough money for the mitzvah. They were the ones who got it. So writes the Pele Yoetz, we have people in our community who are willing to pay exorbitant amounts of money in order to perform all of these wonderful things. You want to be the one to get Maftar Yonah. You want to be the one to open the Aron for Ne'ilah. You want to be the one to hold a baby by the Bris Milah. And he says it's very nice, but these are not mitzvahs midaraisa. They're not even mitzvahs midirabanan. All of these are simply minhagim. These are beautiful minhagim that we have, and we're not making light of them, but after all, they are only Jewish customs that evolved over the years. And he says, al mitzvah da'araisa, when it comes to a mitzvah da'araisa, sheyuchlu lasos benakel, a mitzvah that we are able to perform in a very easy way, below kesef, that doesn't cost us anything, of below mechir, and it doesn't take a toll on us. For example, he says, gemilas chasadim v'kibbut av va'em, sometimes the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Va'Em doesn't expect us to spend so much money. Maybe just to call our parents more than we otherwise would have. Maybe just to do something on their behalf that's not such a big tircha. That's also Kibbut Av Va'Em. Gemilas Chasadim, how often do we go out of our way to text an almana on an Erev Shabbos who's all alone, who has no one else who's caring for her? How many of us go out of our way? What does it cost us already? One little text message, one little phone call, 3 minutes on the phone, writes the Pele Yoetz, we're willing to pay so much money for these things that the Torah never even mentions, like opening the Aron for Ne'ilah, or getting the Aliyah Maftar Yonah, but yet when it comes to the mitzvah d'araisa, where the Torah promises us, v'harachta yam, you'll get an arichas yamim, ha'karen k'yam eslo le'olam haba, for some reason he says, when it comes to these aspects of Torah, we sometimes forget them, we overlook them when we don't pay enough attention as we should. And he writes further, Ra'isi b'nei aliyah v'heima mu'atim. He says, there are many great people in the world, but not enough. And he says, there are people who think that mora ava'im, that the mitzvah of, doesn't mean fear of our parents, mora ava'im means admiration for our parents. When we talk about mora ava'im, he says, many people think that means just when I'm a young child and I'm afraid that my parent is going to hit me or my parent is going to punish me, so I have to have mora av va'em. Writes the Pele Yoetz, it's a big mistake that when they become tzas gedolim, he says, when we become mature adults on our own and now we're living our own lives, parkim ovelo osim echad mine elef, we don't fulfill our duty. We don't do our obligation of what is expected of someone who really shows great admiration and deep respect for their parents. And he says, Oy lebanim miyom hadin, he says, I am just warning everybody that that is not a simple path to go down. The mitzvah of Kibbut and Mora Av Va'Em is not only when we are young children and we need our parents. It's not only when we are not independent on our own and we expect our parents to provide for us. The mitzvah of Kibbut and Mora Av Va'Em is even when we are mature adults, even when we are on our own, even when we are unreliant, we still have that obligation of Kibbut Av Va'Em as it always existed. So there's an amazing comment made by the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh where he points out in our parsha that it's very curious when you think about the lashon of the pasuk. You should be mechabed your parents leman ya'arichun yamecha, in order that your days will be elongated. What do you mean they will be elongated? Writes the Aruch Chaim, it should have said leman a'arich, that I will make your days longer. Wouldn't that have made more sense? That God says, I will give you the bracha of longer days. What does it mean leman ya'arichun? Your days will become long on their own. Suggest the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and just to break it down for our understanding, he says, let's say you have a young child who is diagnosed as a diabetic. And after all the tests, the doctors say, look, he's a diabetic, he has to be very careful with his diet, he's only allowed to eat these kinds of fruits and those kinds of vegetables, and no more candies, no more sugar, and the child is devastated. So how are the parents going to convince this child, no more lollipops and no more candies and no more sugar? Kid doesn't understand that this is going to be dangerous for them. So the parents say, if you make sure that for the next 5 months you don't have a single piece of sugar in your mouth, we're going to buy you a new bicycle, or we're going to get you something that's going to encourage the child in his own level, in his own madrega, to understand that this is very important. Now writes the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, if that child ends up listening to the parents and not eating the sugar and not eating the candy, the matan schara, the great reward for what he did, is not only the bicycle, it's also the fact that now he has life. It's also the fact that he took himself out of a fatal situation. Had he had that sugar, he would have killed himself. He wouldn't have been able to survive. And the child can't understand that, but that's an inherent gain that comes about from his listening to his parents. And therefore writes the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, there are some things in the world that if a person does them, you don't have to wait for God to pay you back. That's like the bicycle. God's going to give you great schar and olam haba. Very nice. That's another thing. But he says, inherent in the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is leman yarichun yamecha. It's not God's blessing. This is automatic. This is what happens. Just like the diabetic who stays away from sugar and all the candies that they're not supposed to eat will have a longer life because they are taking care of themselves the way they are supposed to. So too writes the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and our pasuk does not say, Leman a'arich yamecha. God does not say, I will make your days longer, but this is something that is more inherent, it is more innate, that if a person is mechabed ava'im the way they're supposed to, God himself doesn't have to promise us the reward, it will happen by itself. This is just the natural response. This is the natural reaction that takes place when a person makes sure to perform the mitzvah the way they should. And there's a major question asked by Rabbeinu Bechaya and many others, what is the midah keneged midah that we find? Why, when one is mechabed their parents, is the reward for that you're going to have a long life? What is the connection between the long life and the being mechabed your parents? We're out of time, but it's an interesting question to think about, why it is that those two things should go hand in hand, and why it is that specifically in this mitzvah alone, and only the other mitzvah that we find it by Shiluach HaKan, why are those two mitzvahs specifically designated as the ones that one is rewarded with a great arichas yamin, whereas by many others he might not be? Reb Hanani